Welcome to Power and Praises Deliverance Ministries podcast. We hope today's message inspires you and encourages you to dig deeper into God's word. Enjoy the message.
And amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. I'm Bishop Jermaine coming to you again from Power and Praises Deliverance Ministries. And I brought along with me my good friends. We have Pastor Chris, amen, and Pastor John, who is joining us today. We are so grateful. We are so excited to be in God's presence. We're thankful for Go Live TV, amen, and every one of you that is out there listening and watching. God bless each and every one of you. We have an exciting word, amen, that has been burning in our spirits that we want to share with you. But before we go further, I want to just ask Pastor John, amen, to just tell us about you, tell us about your ministry, your church, amen, and what you have going on right now.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bishop Jeremy. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to tell you a little bit about, to tell you and your viewers a little bit about our ministry. My name is Pastor John Nanaya Autry, a Ghanaian-born and African descendant.
Amen. Amen.
And then I am the pastor for Global Prayer and Anointing Ministry.
Praise God.
Based in Brampton. And we believe in Trinity. We believe in Trinity.
Father, Son,
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which we are about to talk about. We are about to talk about here,
yes,
on this platform. And today I bring greetings from my ministry, the congregation, and everybody, all the pastors. Thank you, Pastor Jeremy.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor John. And as he said, we are going to be sharing with you the importance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's so prevalent and important in our lives that we can't do anything without him. If you have your Bibles, the first scripture we're going to read from is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm just going to read just a few verses from here. And it says, "And I, brethren," reading from the King James Version, "when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words or of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power." And we're going to just jump down to verse 10. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is in God, which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And we're going to just stop right there. Amen. And, you know, we've in the body of Christ, in our churches, in our homes, no matter where we are, the Spirit of God needs to be in us. You can always walk into a church and know whether the Spirit of God is there. And whenever I go into any ministry, I want to sense his Spirit. I want to feel his Spirit. I want to know that he's in the building. The Spirit is there to help us in our weakness, in our infirmities. It's our paraclete. It's what the Lord has left us in his departing, that we might be able to take him with us everywhere we go. And it's what we need now in our own spirit. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, the word of God says. It's what we need right now to help us live our daily lives. And we're going to touch on it a bit. But Pastor John, don't we need this Holy Spirit?
Yes, Bishop Jeremy, we need the Holy Spirit. So this morning I was doing a little bit of research, which I know everything about Christianity or about Christ or God has already been said in the world. but I believe it needs to be hammered again, meaning it needs to be pointed again for people to really sit up when they hear this kind of word.
Yeah.
Just like you're saying that we need the Holy Spirit in our homes. So I believe that, yes, we need the Holy Spirit in our home.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit, it's there for several reasons. It's there to lead and to direct. The Bible also says that the Holy Spirit is as an umpire for our souls, right? And so anytime we are about to have a what we call a strikeout moment, or a moment when we're about to mess up, the Holy Spirit is the one that begins to speak within us and lets us know we're right, we're wrong. It lets us know when we've crossed the line. It lets us know when we need to go back to someone and apologize. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be like a ship without a sail. You know, we would be without direction. We would treat people any kind of way. We will do whatever we want. The Holy Spirit has to be directing us, Pastor Chris.
Praise the Lord. As we talk about the Holy Spirit, for those who are watching, you may not know what is the Holy Spirit as we talk about it, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. There are so many spirits out there, but when we say the Holy Spirit, we're talking, it's the presence of God. When Jesus was on earth and before he passed away, he make a decree and he speak unto the disciple and said, I will not leave you comfortless, but when I go, I will send you the Spirit in my name, which is the Holy Spirit, and that Spirit will teach you all things to come, and it will be a witness of me, said God. And for us as believers, we are filled with the Spirit, so we know that it is true. We walk in the Spirit, and we talk in the Spirit, and the Spirit has given us authority. Amen? Pastor John?
It's true. Yeah, Pastor Chris, I believe in what you're saying, because people need to hear this. Especially the Christians of nowadays. If I use the word Christians of nowadays, we are following Christ without directions and authority. That means we're not listening. If I may ask permission to share the research
ahead,
I had a little bit
with all means.
The audience. Said every born-again Christian has the Holy Spirit of God living inside him or her.
Amen.
That is automatic. But suddenly, many Christians fail to experience the same power that raised Christ from the dead, bring life into every aspect of their being, and consequently, into all situations they find themselves in. Bishop, if they will say this, if the research is telling us this, meaning we automatically have the Holy Spirit living within us. But just that we need to be aware, and then we rely on the Holy Spirit to work for us.
Yeah.
And it was given bulletin here. My research was given bulletin. It says, one, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity,
yeah,
which we all believe. Two, he is not less power nor less in capacity.
That's right.
Three, he was the same power working in creation.
Yes, right.
Four, it says, in the creation, that is the three. Four, it says the same power that enabled great men of God in the Old Testament do great and mighty exploits.
Yes.
Five, it says the same Spirit that empowers Lord Jesus to make miracles and rise.
Mm-hmm.
From the grave 3 days after his death.
Yes.
So I believe that the Holy Spirit still exists, and the Holy Spirit is still living within us. But just for us to have faith and believe in it, in him, then he will manifest in us.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Chris, you had something to say?
No.
Praise
yes.
God.
I was just going to say, Bishop, give us your take for those who are watching, and they're thinking, or can they receive the Spirit of Christ?
Yeah. So the Holy Spirit, it, as Pastor John says, it really is within each person, each believer. Each believer has the impartation of the Holy Spirit. But how do you make it come alive. This is going to take prayer. It's going to take daily consecration and devotion with our Lord and Savior for you to really bring that Spirit of God alive. He said, my sheep know my voice. And when you start to develop that relationship with him, your spirit now becomes in tune with the Holy Spirit so that when he speaks, you can hear, you'll understand. You won't have to question, well, is this God speaking? Is this the Holy Spirit or is this something else? You know, he's there in us to, as I said, lead and to direct us. And we cannot ignore it. The word of God says in the book of Thessalonians, he therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. And so when people look at you and I who have the Holy Spirit and they do not follow the direction that we give, it is not us that they disobey, but it's the God that is inside of us, because we are his vessels, we are his oracles, we are his mouthpiece. And if he is inside of us, then people even around us has to give due reverence to the God that is inside of you. That's why when leaders walk into a room, bishops, pastors, whatever capacity walks into the room, you're greeted with a reverence because they recognize that you are a man or a woman of God. Amen. There is something about the holy presence of God that demands for the people to honor him, to reverence him. The Spirit of God comes in each and every one of us as a way of fire to communicate within us. Hallelujah. And when God is speaking and moving in us, the Bible says that he's of tongues, unknown tongues. This is how we know the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Is that when we speak in the unknown tongues, this is not for any one of us to understand. It's unknown. Therefore, nobody can understand what we're speaking about. Not even us understands. This is a tongue that is in between the Lord and your spirit. It's God communicating to your spirit, and your spirit is communicating back to God. And we are just in discussion, and it's not for anybody's business. There's the tongues that we can interpret, and then there's the unknown tongues that is strictly for God, because God needs to impart something in you. God needs something to mature inside of you. God needs something to come alive in some of you. And so he has to do what? Minister into your body, Pastor John.
Yes, Bishop, thank you very much for enlightening us on the Holy Spirit. Let's open our Bibles to Romans 8, 26 to 27. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit help us in our weakness.
Yes.
For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for.
Yes, that's right.
But the Holy Spirit pray for us with groaning that cannot be expressed in word.
That's right.
And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit plead for us believers in harmony with God.
Yes.
Own will. Amen. So it means that the Holy Spirit always help us, assist us when we are weak.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit always come to our aid whenever we are in need. But if we don't believe that we have the Holy Spirit living within us, then it looks like you have a house without a key.
Yes.
Because if the house is there, and you have the key, you could open and go inside. But if you don't have the key, then that means you have a house telling people that I have a house, but where is the key if somebody asks you to enter the house? So we need that key called Holy Spirit.
That's right.
To understand that the Holy Spirit is living within us. And Bishop, if I will add a little bit here, in my research, I didn't finish, but let me just add this little one here. It says, every born-again Christian who has repented his or her sins need to realize that God has already forgiven you and has deposited the Holy Spirit in you as a guarantee of what is to come.
Amen. 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 It is so true, Pastor John, so true. And further to that, you know, oftentimes men and women, leaders, church leaders, we feel as though, you know, we've made it this far just because of us. But the Word of God plainly tells us we are nothing without His Holy Spirit. And anything that we know now, it is because of His Holy Spirit, right? It's because of His Holy Spirit. So we need to stop walking around as though it's because of us why we are so anointed. It's because of us why we're able to see into the future. It's because of us. No, the devil is a liar. It's not because of anything that we've done, the Word of God says. Not because of anything that we have done, but because of God is why we are able. What should happen if God was to remove His Holy Spirit from us? This is what David, I believe it was David, this is what David said. Lord, you could take anything from me, God, but please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Because he found what the importance of it was. He needs the Holy Spirit. David was a man of war. He depends on the Holy Spirit to fight his battles. And he would lose every time should God have taken the Holy Spirit away from him, Pastor Chris.
Praise the Lord again. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, also to a bishop, even in the church, when the Lord removed the Holy Spirit from a man of God, a woman of God, and without the Holy Spirit, you cannot discern, you know, nothing, because the anointing is not something that recognize, it is something that reveal, and it's the Holy Spirit help you to see the anointing upon a person and know when somebody is anointed. When you step into a church, without the Holy Spirit, this person is performing, reading from the Word of God and preaching. But without the Holy Spirit, it is nothing. It's like sounding brass. It's just noise. And the topic that we're talking about today is relying on the Holy Spirit. And it's not only when you're in church, you rely on the Holy Spirit. God always deals with us in the past. Then he brings us into the church. So sometimes we go through some stuff, and then when we come into Christ now, we look 4 years down the road, and I said, wow. When you think about the situation you're saying, you said to yourself, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, at this particular time, I would not be sitting here. That was the Holy Spirit guiding you like a GPS, directing you where he wants you to be. And when you get to that final destination, he will use a man of God or a woman of God to minister to your heart. He will give a word that only you alone know that it was God at that particular time. And the word might be surrender now. And the man of God or the woman of God will give you instruction. This is what happened a couple of months ago in your life, a year ago in your life. And the Lord is saying, I want you to surrender. When you hear that word, you know that something was up. Because you're saying to yourself, how is it that this person knew about this secret thing that happened to me? It has to be God. And from there, you start to rely on the Holy Spirit. For example, I remember my testimony. I walked into the church broken, and the preacher was preaching, and I'm sitting in the chair and I'm saying, oh my God, how could a man preach my life story and they never see me before? And I remember when I was sitting in the church, I hear a small voice said, I care. And I looked behind me and I was like, I didn't see anyone. Then I hear, I care, lay your burden upon me. And the moment I said, here I am, Lord, I remember I was just shouting Jesus, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. The Word of God says here First Corinthians chapter 2, the same chapter that we read. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know, those who are not saved, those who don't have his Holy Spirit, the unbeliever, you know, he cannot understand the operation of the Holy Spirit. These are the people that come into a church and see the service going on, and they sit back and say, this is crazy. This isn't right. This is, and they will have all types of names to describe to their friends what happened in the church. They are foolishness to the unborn person. But to a person who is spirit-filled understands exactly the operation. Because when you're operating in the spirit, you operate off of your discernment that is connected to the Lord himself. And we do things that are not common, that are not to the norm, if I can use that term. You know, the Lord will allow us, and this is even going back in the Bible days, the Lord would make some demands that would seem unnormal, or to us in this world at least. You know, he told the prophet to go lay down on the dead child, and the child came back to life. If we were to do something like that today in our church, somebody would say, you know, molestation or assault or something like that. The Holy Spirit, and if we don't give room for the Holy Spirit to really operate the way he normally does, we can miss out on our blessing. We can lose on what God wanted us for that moment because we are so caught up in the spirit of this world and not in the spirit of Christ. And we will lose our direction because all we want to do is focus on what the spirit world has to say and really focus on what God has to say. Pastor John.
Hello, yeah, Bishop. Yes, I bear with you. Because let's just look at when Jesus went to open the eyes of the blind man. He spit on the floor.
Right.
And then he just used it to cover the eye and then he opened. Now, if you were to do that, they would tell you that who are you to spit on the floor and use it to open somebody's eye. So that means, you know, in the days of Christ, there are a lot of things that we left behind that modernization has come to take over, and we are not operating very well. So if Christians of today will go back to our root and take what belongs to us and follow procedures and steps, I think, Bishop, Christianity would take its own proper clothes and put it on. So if I will define the word Holy Spirit that we are talking about right now, if somebody or viewers are watching us, I would define the word Holy Spirit for them to understand the kind of Holy Spirit we are talking about. We are not talking about the Holy Spirit of the world.
No.
We are talking about the Holy Spirit of eternity, which is from Jesus Christ, the Son, the God, and the Holy Spirit. We're talking about that. So it says, for majority of Christians' denominations, the Holy Spirit is, meaning us. Majority of the Christians, meaning us. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. That is for us, we the Christians, we the believers of Christ. And then it says, Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Almighty God, as such, he is personal and also fully God. Co-equal, that means it's equal to God because it's three coming together, equal to God. And then it says, and co-eternal, they never die. And then it says, with God, the Father and Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You know, I wish we had more time to talk on it, but we'll make it again next week or you know, if the Lord will allow us. But we really want the Holy Spirit to be imparted in your lives right now. Pastor John, will you just pray for the people of God, amen, who don't have the Holy Spirit or they need more of the Holy Spirit, that they would receive it into their lives, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bishop Jeremy. Yeah, I pray for each and every one that is lacking the Holy Spirit within them. At this moment, the Lord himself would descend from his throne to come and impact with the Holy Spirit within each and every Christian, every believer in this planet. Father, we invite you to come and touch the hearts and touch the arms of each and every believer on this planet. Father, at this moment, anybody that need the Holy Spirit, those who need it or those who don't need it, we impact it by force because we need a lot of people in your ministry.
Hallelujah.
We need a lot of people to operate in the ministry.
Yes.
We thank you, God. We bless you. We know you've already done it, and it is done, as you said, on your cross. Jesus, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. And if you're not saved, Pastor Chris is going to lead you through the Lord's Prayer right now.
Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are listening, those who are listening by here, by television, those who are in the living room, those who are on the steering of a car moving right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Almighty God, for them, Almighty God. If anyone are listening and don't know who is the Lord Jesus Christ, just repeat this simple prayer after me. Father Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin, Lord, and I believe that you died and rose on the third day for my sin. I believe, if you say that simple prayer, that you are saved. Because he said it's not by work that anyone should save, but anyone should call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you are looking for a home church to go to, I want to take this time to invite you to Power and Praise's Deliverance Ministries. Make sure you visit our website. It is www.powerinpraisesdm.com. And on there, you're going to find the schedule of all of our services. We have something happening almost every other day of the week, and we really want you to be a part of the services. I promise you, they are Holy Ghost-filled, Spirit-filled services. You'll get your deliverance. You'll get your healing. Amen. You'll get your breakthrough. I promise you that you will never be the same again when you come into one of these services. And we want to pray for you. We want you to be a part of what God is doing in our lives. Amen. So join us, whether you want to join us online or join us in person. Make sure you visit our website to get all the latest information. All right. And on behalf of everyone, Pastor Chris, thank you again for joining
me today.
You're
welcome, Bishop.
Pastor John, thank you so much for joining me today. Amen. And on behalf of all the members of Power and Praise's Deliverance Ministries, we just want to reach out to you and say we love you. Keep on writing and sending your prayer requests. We get all of them. And we sincerely pray for each person who calls our prayer line and writes to our ministry. Don't stop. We're believing that God will continue to answer prayers concerning your lives. We want to hear from you. Amen. If you need water baptism, reach out to us. We want you to get baptized very soon. Once again, I'm Bishop Jermaine coming to you from Power and Praise Deliverance Ministries. And on behalf of the First Lady and I, we love you. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Power and Praise's Deliverance Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure to subscribe and help us reach others by sharing this message. And thank you for joining us.